Hey, greetings. This is Jim at don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, wanted to bring a moment of discernment to you today, inviting the world into your body. Now, if you claim to be a true body of Christ, we see the practice all over of people putting out flyers, that's on their signs, on their buildings, it's in newspaper ads. Come worship with us. They invite the people of the world to come and just walk into their so-called gathering of the body of Christ. It's what they call their worship service, which really isn't a biblical worship service at all. There is no such thing as a worship service. There's a gathering of the saints. The Bible calls worship your everyday life lived for Christ. That's your reasonable service. But anyway, we cover that at our Spirit Truth blog. Is the practice of inviting the world in to come and so-called worship and gather with you, is that a biblical practice? Actually, the answer is no, it's not a biblical practice at all. Let me give you one example why that makes it sinful. There's many reasons why it would be sinful, but let me give you one example. If you're a true New Testament body of Christ, you believe what the Bible teaches about when women come together in the body and pray, they are to cover their heads. Paul teaches a cloth veil in 1 Corinthians 11. Go to our Spirit and Truth teaching blog from don'tperish.com. We have a bunch of articles that prove that, teach that. For 1900 years, the Christian world taught that till feminization came along. Anyway, if you are a true New Testament body, your women cover. And if you're evangelical, denominational, most of them, 99% of them don't, well, you're not a true body of Christ. So you need to deal with that. And our 10-point test will help you see that you're not a true body of Christ. But anyway, if you invite the people of the world in, and a man and a wife come in, and she is not a covered woman, and they sit down, and they're singing, and they're praying. Uh-oh. You're singing, and then you're praying. Apostle Paul says it's shameful for a woman to pray with her head uncovered, but you're inviting men and women to come in, and men to bring their wives, their daughters in to pray, and it's shameful. You see how unbiblical this is? What needs to happen is the New Testament body of Christ proclaimed the gospel to the world. When the world heard the gospel, those that would respond, Calvinists call it the elect. It's the people God knew would respond. Calvinism's a lie. When they respond to the gospel and they repent, they're now brought into the body of Christ and they're now counseled what is biblical, what is good, and what is godly, which would include the covering of a woman's head in a gathering for praying. It's also part of a woman's biblical dress and modesty. So do you see the issue here? Inviting the world in, this is not biblical. Paul never did it. Jesus never did it. The Old Testament Israel never did it. You don't invite the world into the body of Christ. What you do is proclaim the gospel. The body of Christ is for his set-apart, blood-bought, born-again people, committed and obeying him with their daily lives. The world knows not of these things. They need the gospel preached to them. Then when they throw themselves at the mercy of God and repent and are born again, now we bring them in and we disciple them. Jesus said, preach the gospel, make disciples. By inviting people in to your body, if you are a true New Testament body of Christ, you're jumping the gun on preaching the gospel and you're making a disciple, but you haven't trained them and you're creating sin. Women praying with their heads uncovered, people coming in totally immodest, men acting out perhaps in ways that are not biblical and godly before true godly people. All this creates sin. So this is part of the seeker-sensitive movement. It's been adapted by almost everyone. And we know of Anabaptist-type bodies where they do dress biblical and they do head cover. They're also using these practices of putting up flyers and saying, come and attend our body. I think it's a human, heartfelt thing. If they see us, if they come and see how nice we are, if they hear the music, that's not how we preach the gospel. Jesus didn't use gospel or fleshly things to preach his gospel. Paul didn't. Peter didn't. John didn't. How we preach the gospel is we proclaim man's sinfulness. We proclaim God's grace and goodness and the repair that God sent, which was Christ, to repair and make that relationship and eternal life possible through his perfect sacrifice. It's the only way. It's not by works. But then our faith in Christ produces works as fruit that were his. So we need to keep that in mind. That's how the gospel is proclaimed. Go out and tell the world they're fallen and they're sinful. Warn them that God calls men everywhere in the book of Acts to repent. And then when they repent, they become part of the body of Christ and commit. So this seeker-sensitive idea that's creeped in all over the place of inviting the world to come and attend with us, it doesn't work. It's not scriptural. It creates sin. If you go to don'tperish.com, go to our teaching blog, go to John 4:24 radio, you're listening to an audio, go to our unbiblical teacher's blog, go to our 10-point test. Most of all, listen to the gospel. Make sure you have a saving faith. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourself lest you are a reprobate. So we're all about the scriptures at don'tperish.com and copying the New Testament model that Christ ordained Paul and Peter and John to teach and preach to us. And that's what we want to help people in. Not inviting the world into your body, not being worldly and carnal, and certainly not being a denominational evangelical system of man that falls short of God's mark. So go to those resources, check them out. They'll help you. Don't invite the world into your body. First of all, make sure you're a biblical body. Have you stripped yourself down? Do you preach a biblical gospel? Are you truly born again? Are you keeping the New Testament model where all men participate in the gathering? And eventually you have multiple elders, but no one is in charge. God is in charge of his body. Are the women called out and biblical and dressed and covered? Are the men dressed biblically, called out from the culture, leaving behind movies and entertainment? This is all part of holiness. And Hebrews 12 tells us, without holiness, you won't see God. So you can't be part of an unholy system and expect to be holy. It just doesn't make any sense. Don't invite the world in your body. Become the true body of Christ. Preach the gospel. Then make biblical disciples. Hope this has helped you. Thanks for listening. It's been Jim at don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.